Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We are going to do a show tonight on this gadget. I wonder what it is. Is it a phone? I don't know. Is it a camera? I don't know. Stay tuned. We're going to find out.
He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona Studio 2. And we've got some new gear tonight, and I'm noticing on my monitor here that I get a little alert that my camera might be heating up. So if it goes black, it will come right back on. But I don't want to stop the show because we're live. So that's gonna happen. It's going to happen, and I'll have to look around and see what's going on with that thing. But I am getting a hot indicator. In any event, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. We are on episode 248, and I welcome everyone to the show. We have a very cool gadget tonight, but before we get into that, let me say that I am fortunate to announce that I'm pleased to announce that I will be back at NAB doing the Gadget Professor Show live from NAB in Vegas, and that's going to run April 16th through the 20th, and I will be broadcasting the first 2 hours every morning from the Marshall Electronics booth. There will be our sponsor for the show, and we're very excited about it. They are building a very elaborate set as we speak, so I'm very excited, and I'm more than anything very honored that they asked me to come and do the show there. So that should be a lot of fun. Stay tuned. It should be really cool NAB this year. One of the things I'm very interested in taking a peek at is going to be these 360 cameras. It's like a ball, but there's a ton of cameras all around it, so it looks pretty cool. If you want to email me, that's a pretty simple thing to do. You can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I answer all my email. Just before I went on the air, I got a frantic letter from a nice lady who has a Panasonic phone, and she bought another one, and they won't pair up, and I think I helped her. I hope I did. We'll find out after the show if she emails me back, so we'll see what happens with that. So if you're new to the Gadget Professor, it's real easy. You can watch us right on the website, which would be thegadgetprofessor.com. And if you want, you can go down to the newsletter here. It says Important Pages Newsletter. If you click that button, put in your email address, you will get the show notes sent directly to your inbox as soon as the show is posted, and that has a hot link to everything we discuss. And of course, we're on iTunes, the Roku box, and all those other things. So enough about that. Let's get into our gadget of the day. And this is a cool gadget. It is called the PowerFlex Stand Tablet, Smartphone Stand and Battery. And I usually wouldn't waste time doing a review on just a battery, but or just a battery or just a stand. This happens to have both, and it's quite well made. So let's take a close-up look at that. Here's the page, and it's made by a company called Bracketron. I have never heard of them, but that doesn't mean much, but they do make a pretty good product. So this is what it is. Looks like a camera, but it's really not. I must say that the construction of this product is excellent, and it comes in a nice little box, and it has a pictorial on the side. And it won't take you long to figure out how it operates, but in case you don't know, they have a pictorial instruction sheet that will take you 10 seconds to read, and they do a pretty good job, except they forgot one main thing, which I will point out. So the way this works is, as I said, quite simple. If you'll notice, first of all, there's a built-in power pack, which is a real juicy power pack. It's 10,800 milliwatts, which is a big power supply, and I like power supplies, as I've always said, that are over 10,000 milliamps. So the way this works is it just pulls out like so, and then it pulls out again. So there's two sections that actually pull out, and this is where your, as you can see, this is where your tablet, any size tablet, will actually fit. And you put this down on the tabletop or on your airplane tray, and it just bends like that. If you want a different angle, you can move it to whatever angle you want. And this little piece here serves as two purposes. One, it's a resting grounds for the stand itself, and two, when it folds up, it folds up very nicely, no rough edges on it. So it's very compact. The other thing that they did a nice job with, I will say, is that they have two tension bolts here, if you will. They're screw tabs. And if you tighten these up, you will tighten the flexibility of the stand, which keeps it in place. So that was a good added-on feature. I thought, as I'll show you, that they were for something else, but they're not. The other thing that they did, and I don't know how long they're going to last. I don't know if you can see it. They have two felt pads that look like they're just glued on here, so it rests nicely and doesn't move around on the stand. They look like they're going to fall off fairly soon, but that's not a biggie. The other thing that I liked is that the stand here is wide enough. For the most part, if you have a case on your iPad or whatever graphics tablet you're using, it really doesn't have to be an iPad, that you can keep the unit in the case and still put it on the stand. I like that. At least my case fit quite nice. The case that I have my iPod in fit quite nicely on this. And they also have a soft pad on the back of it, again, to cushion the tablet against the stand, which is nice. Again, I don't know how long these are going to last. So that's it for the stand. Pretty basic, but here's the fun part. This is, as I said, a 10,800 milliamp power supply. Heavy, but it's really functional. You'll notice here that there's two USB ports. One port says phone, one port says tablet. The phone is rated at 1.5 amps, and obviously, well, not obviously, but the tablet is rated at 2.1 amps. If you want to charge your tablet, whatever it may be, you're going to use this side. If you want to charge your phone, you want to charge it on that side. So the bad part about this is it doesn't come with the wires, so you must bring the charging wires, your appropriate cables, with you. You probably do that anyway. Now, as I referred to before, these are tension screws here, and I actually thought that these would unscrew, which they do, but I thought there'd be a tube in here and a tube in here to put your cables in, but I was wrong. If you unscrew these, you will see the lug that holds the screw in tight to give you the tension. So these are not hollow. I thought it'd be a cool thing to store your cords in there, but it's not. So there is an on and off switch, which is located right here. And if you depress it once, it will turn on. As you can see, there's four lights, which indicates that the unit is charged and both sides are ready to go. And if you hold this button down a little bit longer for, like, I don't know, 5 seconds or so, you'll notice that it has like a flashlight built in. So that's kind of cool. And if you need a flashlight, there you go. And the button is accessible here. So what's nice about this is if you do any traveling and you forget to bring your power pack, if you bring the stand, not only do you have a stand, I don't know about you. I'm sorry about the camera. I could see it out of the corner of my eye. It keeps cutting in and out. I can't do anything about it now, but I will fix it. What's nice about this is if you ever sat in an airplane and you had one of those trays, unless you have a good high-quality case, you'll never get the right slant to it, and those things aren't the best anyway. This will not only allow you to rest your tablet or your phone, doesn't matter, on a good stand, but it also has a power charger built right into it that you won't lose. It's all in one piece, so it's a very handy device. I really like it. If you notice here on the website, you'll notice that the stand here is actually $89.99, call it $90, but if you were to go over to Amazon, they have this device. It's the Bracketron, that's who makes it, BT2638-2 Power Flex Stand in Black. They're selling it for $58, so there's a good savings there. But because you're watching the Gadget Professor, I will tell you that I got this stand from a place called Tech Rabbit. I never heard of them. I just got an email from them showing me their stuff. They got some pretty cool things, and I must say their products are pretty decent. So I ordered it from them, and it was $42, including shipping. So that was a pretty good deal, and I wanted to try it out. And I also could use this device when I travel because I have one bag for the power supply, one bag for this, and I like to keep things condensed. Also, it was a beefy power supply, and that certainly was one of the reasons I bought it, because of the convenience and also because of the heavy-duty power pack. So if you go on to Tech Rabbit, I do not know if they still have them there, but you might want to subscribe to that because they have some cool things. So there you go. I hope you enjoyed that review. Let's move on to some tech news today. And this is something that people may not know. Maybe you do know, but the Trump hotels, you've heard of them. The Trump hotels were attacked by hackers for the second time. Here's the article. For the second time in 6 months, I might add, the Trump hotel chain is dealing with an attack on its computer systems, potentially exposing information about its customers. The reason they say potentially is because the Trump hotels will not say exactly what was compromised. They are working with the Secret Service and the FBI to find out what is going on, but the company said that it is committed to safeguarding all guests' personal information and will continue to do so vigilantly. Sorry about that. They didn't tell what was hacked. They don't want to talk about it. So twice in 6 months is not a good record, but there you have it. Now here's some information. Now I see that light flashing green on the other monitor there, so that camera, I can't see it directly, but that camera, again, I apologize for it if it keeps going black and coming back on. It may be overheating. I just don't know. Okay, so this is big Arizona news. In Scottsdale, Mr. Bob Parsons, you may recognize him from GoDaddy because he was the founder and gazillionaire who owns that. Very nice man, very charitable, I will point out, in Scottsdale and probably other places, but he's very good to the town and to the state of Arizona, no question about that. He recently opened up a behemoth, it's right near our studio, a behemoth motorcycle store, if you will. It's the biggest one in the United States. It's a Harley-Davidson store. It is massive. I mean massive. And it's really cool. So I just found out today via some of the newsletters that I get that Bob Parsons is now going to unveil the state-of-the-art production studio right here in Scottsdale. And it's probably very close to my studio, which should be fun. And it's going to be called Sneaky Big. Sneaky Big. It will, let's see here, it's going to be a new 15,000, that's right, 15,000 foot studio that will house one of the largest sound stages in Arizona. So that should be interesting, and I will try to get a tour as soon as I can to check it out, but it won't be built for a while, I guess, but it looks kind of cool. Should be a fun thing. And now, my beef, my gripe of the day, my rant of the day, this one really bugs me so bad. I have never been a big fan of the Nest thermostats. I like the technology, but the cost of those products has always seemed to be outrageous. I myself like the Honeywell thermostats. They pretty much do everything that the Nest did for about half the price, and I have those throughout my home, and they work really, really well. However, Nest did put out a good product, and they also coupled it with a bunch of other products? A bunch of other products. They had the Nest cameras, and then, of course, they bought out the DropCam, and then they bought out another company, a lighting company, it was called Revolve. You may have some of their light bulbs. They were colored light bulbs. And all these instruments, the cameras, the thermostats, and these bulbs, and other types of equipment, Google gobbled all those companies up. And essentially, as soon as they took them over, they started cutting services, which bugged me no end because I had a drop cam and I bought and paid for it. Actually, I had two of them. I still do. And let's just make it easy. They had five services. As soon as Google took it over, you were down to three services. The other two services just disappeared, which was really annoying. Now come to find out that Revolve, those are the light bulbs that change colors, and they were not cheap bulbs. I do not have any of them. I've stayed away from their products after a lot of bad experiences with them. But here's the kicker. You were buying hub access, a lifetime hub access for $200. And a lot of people forked up the $200 to buy lifetime access to the hub, which is very convenient and works well, I might add. However, within a month after that or around that period of time, they shut it down. So all those poor people who spent the $200 getting a lifetime packet from them are out $200 and no packet, which is really annoying. And now it says, according to this article, that the company is on its death watch, which is really unfortunate and really maddening because all those companies before Google took them over worked quite well. And now, who knows what happened to them? It's sad. So if you were one of those customers who were unfortunate enough to pay the $200 for a lifetime hub access, you'll want to read this article because it tells you what your rights are, and I might add, you don't have many rights, but a very upsetting article and very upsetting business practices. Just my opinion. Just my opinion. Now, here is a site that I urge everybody to subscribe to. It's free, and you're going to get some really cool deals or some ideas for some cool deals on this particular site. It's called Business Insider, and they always run on a daily basis the coolest things on the internet that are for sale. And here we have a four pop, if you will, I call them pops, four USB extenders for $8, including shipping. That's a good deal. They're USB 3s, and here's $15 off the Amazon TV Fire. Here's $50 off on a Kindle reader, so on and so forth. So every day they have maybe 6 to 10 different items, and it doesn't have to be electronics. Here's some DeWalt tools, and they make a great tool. Here's a drill set, and they show you bargains on that. So they also have some great technical articles. So I definitely think you should read it between the tech articles and their bargains of the day. It's a good site. And today is the jumbo pack, the jumbo day, if you will, for apps, particularly if you are an iOS, if you have the Apple products. I got a lot of cool sites for you today. This is called App Saga. App Saga. And their apps are free. They got editor's picks, all kinds of apps, free games, free reviews. And this is just one day. This changes daily. Gone Free Starseed, the original classic shooter with decidedly retro looks, is free. Here's another free offer. What's this? Jump Jack, free. And it goes on and on. Chomp, that's a funny, it's a funny app. You got to check that out. But these are all free. And it probably lists 15, 20 different apps. They're not all games, but a lot of them are, that you may enjoy, your kids may enjoy. You want to do yoga? Here's a free offer that's expired. That was yesterday's offer. Yoga Workout Studio. Get yoga training right from the palm of your hand. So they've got some cool things there. You'll definitely want to check that out. And here's another site. Free apps. App Picker. App Picker. Not Nose Picker. App Picker. You're going to like this. The top iPad. Not iPad. The top iPad games gone free. Top iPad apps on sale. Top iPhone games gone free. Top iPad apps gone free. You get the picture. And there are a ton of them here. And again, it's dated on a daily basis, so this is fresh every day. And if you keep your eye on these sites, you're going to pick up some pretty good deals. There's no question. But wait, there's still more. IO Snoops. This is a cool site. This has any price drop in any Apple product. They have all kinds of apps, again, that are free. And anytime there's a new app, this is one of the first places to get it and talk about it. So here they're going to talk about all the apps, even the ones that are cost money. They're on sale. This was $3.99. It's $2.99. So we're not talking about a lot of money here. Here's a tunable tuner, metrophone, and recorder. It was $2.99, call it $3, now it's free. You want ringtones? Everybody wants ringtones. They were $1.99, now they're 99 cents. So check this site out. I do think that you will enjoy it. And we have one more site for you before we sign off. Today's apps gone free. This is App Advice, and they've got some really cool things. They're not real heavy on games. They do have games, but there's a lot of other apps that this particular site has. They do have a lot of games, no question about it, but they also mix in some really cool apps. On the top here, they had a supermarket app, a grocery list app, that's pretty good. It's totally free. This was 99 cents, but today it's free. So check out all these apps. I think you'll enjoy them. And I hope that you enjoyed tonight's show. I will see everybody next Thursday night. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.